All right, guys.
I'm sorry about that. I'm not sure. I don't know how this sounds right now.
I'm like this makeshift studio that I just put together real quick, real quickly because I had to. I didn't go down to my studio, and it would have been a lot easier just to go do that. But no, I want to be outside while I record this, of course. So let me have my sip of coffee here.
It's morning vibes. It's time for morning rants with your host, Superman Dan. It's morning vibes with Superman Dan.
And just in case I didn't get anything that I said before, welcome back to... And just in case I didn't record anything that I was saying about 10 minutes ago when I lost battery power, when I lost power and I had to stop recording and I had to go find a new mic, and it wasn't the mic's fault, apparently it wasn't the wire's fault, which I thought was the wire's fault. It's this little attachment, this little attachment that I have that connects to my recording device. Anyway, welcome back to Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. I'm your host, as always, Superman Dan. Otherwise, why'd you be here if it wasn't to listen to this beautiful melodic voice? So, what I was saying earlier, and I'm not sure if it recorded, but if I did record, I apologize. If it didn't record, you'll just hear it now. I am not doing a regular version of the Morning Vibes with Superman Dan this week because a lot of stuff happened this week that I wasn't able to do a recording, and I apologize to you guys, because I know a lot of you, some of you, a couple of you, I don't know, at least a couple of you, look forward to hearing this podcast every Monday at 10 a.m. So it's my apology. I hope my apology is accepted by you guys. I had to get up early today, my early isn't early to anybody else. I get it. Fine. 8 o'clock. I got up at 7:30. I was doing so well with getting up early and going to bed early, and going to bed early for me is anywhere between 10 and midnight, right? So that might not be early to some other people, but it's early to me, especially with my past of going out and having a good time and all that good stuff. But today, I had to get up early at 7:30, and I really don't want to get into why I had to get up early. I'm going to save that for story time this week when I record a regular scheduled podcast. And I also, here's some good news. I did set up a time with Samantha, one of my good friends. I filmed her wedding. She is going to be on my podcast. I set up some time to do some recording with her, which is good, which is great. I love it. Love her. Great kids. I think we might record it outside as well. I'm not sure if we're going to film it, because if I want to be outside, I know that filming it, we have to have lights and outside. I don't know about you guys, but in Michigan, we have a lot of... I'm just like looking around my outside as I'm saying this. So yeah, outside, we have a lot of mosquitoes and a lot of fish flies here in Michigan. And turning on some lights outside is not going to benefit anybody. Especially me, because I have sweet... tender skin that mosquitoes like to get involved in. Let me just have some more coffee. Hold on here. So yeah, I don't really have a story to tell you guys today. Last night I was watching the NBA Finals. My Suns won. That's who I'm rooting for this year. Phoenix Suns. Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and the rest of the crew here. Man, I feel badly because I had a week to record something for you guys, but I want to tell you why, but I don't want to give it away yet. So the long and short of it is I had, with lockdown and COVID issues and restrictions and stuff, Michigan was locked down for a long time, and we... And in the wedding industry, for a lot of industries, but me particularly, in the, particularly in the wedding industry, it was rough. I know I've told this, talked about this before. So once we opened up, people started, you know, booking dates. And so my Fridays and Saturdays are all full except for the weekend of Halloween. I still have that weekend open, which is because I had taken it off, but it didn't get booked now because I don't know. I'll tell that story. So a friend of mine's birthday, she told me last year, hey, I want to go to Nashville for my birthday. I'm like, cool. So I'll just take that weekend off. So I took that weekend off. And so in the wedding industry, like a lot of times with weddings, we book a year to 2 years in advance. And once it gets to a certain threshold or a certain date, those dates don't really get booked up because people are booking their weddings like a year to 2 years in advance. Turns out, a couple of weeks ago, I was like messaging her, I saw her in person. I said, "Hey, when are we? What's the plans for Nashville?" "Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you. We're gonna cancel that. We're just gonna stay local. We're just gonna stay home on that, or like in Michigan." So now I'm a little upset. Yes, I get it. It's easy for other people just to change their dates on the dime, right? It's not that easy for me because now I have the weekend open and I can't really book it. So I feel like it's a wasted weekend to me. If I can't, you know, especially after last year, if I can't get, you know, a wedding on that weekend, it's a wasted weekend. It's not a wasted weekend as far as, you know, be able to see friends, family, you know, doing that kind of stuff. But it's a wasted weekend because I could have been out filming a wedding. And I'm upset about it a little bit. It'll be nice to have a weekend off, sure, I guess. But after last year when there was, like, basically zero weddings coming in, to have this year, which I'm not going to complain, but this year is jam-packed with weddings. I have every Friday and Saturday booked. I have some Sundays, I have a couple of Thursdays, and I had a Wednesday book, too. So, right now, couples are trying to book up any date. And it's some of the weddings are a little bit smaller and more intimate, which is cool with me. I love that. But I just feel like it's a wasted weekend where I could have been working. Or if I'm not working, I wish I was gone on to Nashville. I guess I could still go to Nashville, right? Because I don't think she's doing anything for her birthday now. I think she changed her plans like completely because they're doing something else. So I'll have to check with her to see if anything is going on. And I don't know if the sound is good for you guys right now. But like I said, I'm in a makeshift kind of studio outside. But the sun just went away and some clouds are rolling in. Last night we had a storm. And it looks like some clouds are rolling in right now. This is Monday morning, by the way. This is Monday morning at 8 o'clock. What time is it right now? It is 9 o'clock right now. So this podcast that you're listening to is almost live, you know, in about 55 minutes. This has to go live. So what else can we talk about here? So that's a fun story with losing out on Halloween weekend. And I want to say that I have one more date open. I want to say it's like August 13th, maybe. Let me check here while we're talking. Like the date doesn't really matter specifically as to it just. Ooh, excuse me. It just never booked. The August 13th and 14th weekend, which is a Friday Saturday, and I have a client or a bride who wants to surprise her,
I think one of her friends, or she's one of the surprises. Well, maybe she, her, yeah, her fiance, well, her soon-to-be husband, his birthday is coming up, and she was thinking about, you know, going someplace, like, out of town, like maybe Vegas or Nashville, you know, someplace to surprise him for his birthday, which is cool, and she wants to have me, she might want to have me come along also, so I can film and add that to their wedding day film, because their film is coming up next year. And that's cool with me, because that's a, I mean, that's more or less a free vacation, right? Because when some stuff like that happens, couples usually pay for the hotel and the flight. Depending on where it is, I might, and for how long I stay. Like, for instance, if they're just going for a weekend, I would just have them pay for 2 days, and then I would add on however many days extra that I want to go. I'm not going to have someone say, hey, I just need you for this one day, and then be like, okay, cool, I'm going to charge you for 2 weeks at a hotel. No. So usually when I like shoot weddings or do photo shoots out of state or far away from where my location is just the 2 days. The hotel night before and the hotel night afterwards. And any other time that I want to add on to that, that's on me. So if it is out of state, like Nashville or Vegas, I would probably just charge them the two-night stay and the airline, of course, and then whatever my fee is for making the film. But I'd probably do that at this kind of rate because they already got one of my biggest packages for, or collections, I should say, one of my biggest collections for my wedding films. No, they got the biggest one. They got the biggest one. So I don't want to gouge them. So they're already spending X amount of dollars. So I probably would probably take care of the, maybe I'll just charge them for the flight and hotel and then do some kind of small little add-on fee for the thing. I'm sorry, I'm just thinking out loud here. But that's what's going on that weekend. So it's her fiance's birthday, and she wanted to surprise him, I think, with going someplace and perhaps have me come along and follow and use that footage as well. And I believe one of their friends who would be going is going to be proposing to his girlfriend. So she was thinking it might be cool to film that, which I agree. That would be cool. And then I agree that I could potentially get a new couple there, new bride and groom to book with me as well. So it's a good business plan. It's a good business decision. And it's a good vacation place, maybe, depending on where it's at, right? Yeah. So that's my life right now. I have two open weekends, I think. And, oh, and the weekend of the October 30th, 31st, whatever that is, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I also have a potential bride whose wedding would be on that Friday. We've been going back and forth with messages, and she wanted to take one of my collections that I have for my wedding industry, and we were all about it. And then I sent her all the she already knew the pricing, so it's not like, oh my God, I can't believe you're this expensive. No, it was okay. I like it. I'll take this collection, this package right here. So I sent her the information, the email. I didn't hear back from her, so I waited a couple of I waited within a week. You're supposed to get back to clients within a week, because I guess that is the time that most people will lose a client if they don't get back to them within a week. Fine. So I got back to them within a week. I got back with her within a week, and I didn't hear back from her, and she still hasn't gotten back to me. And she said, oh wait, no, she did get back to me. She said, hey, sorry, this was a crazy weekend. You know, everyone has a crazy weekend. Fine. It was a crazy weekend. We're going to look at the email right now. Cool. That was last week. I reached out to her last night. Haven't heard back from her. And the messages, you know, can show read or unread.
So she hasn't even read the message as of last night. Let me check and see if the message has been read as of right now. And nope, it still has not. I said, hey, Sarah, it doesn't matter. You don't know which one it is. I'm like, hey there, I hope all is well. Since it's been a couple of weeks, I wanted to check in with you. I wasn't sure if you wanted to move forward with booking or if maybe you wanted to hold off for now. I tried to make it sound, you know, kind of nonchalant, like, hey, no big deal, but I'm trying to book that weekend like I was talking to you about because my friend's not going to Nashville anymore. And if she doesn't want to book, that's cool. I mean, I get it. It's expensive. It's a wedding days are an expensive day. But it's also my livelihood, and that's I know my worth, and I know how good my work is. So, but yeah, so money hasn't been an issue as far as she didn't bring up money as an issue. So, and I know her kind of through friends of friends. So I would be willing to work with her if money was an issue, but. Doesn't seem to be an issue, especially with I already discounted it, so because of the connection that we have with mutual friends. So, who knows? If not, if I don't hear back from her this week, I'll reach out one more time, and then after that, I'm going to try and book in someplace and go someplace like Florida. What? You go to Florida, Dan? Yeah, I go to Florida a lot. I'll probably try and book someplace like Florida or maybe Nashville. Or, you know what? Or maybe I will try and get out to California because LA. Because my uncle lives out there and we were talking about going to a game, NFL game. And I need to mark off some more NFL stadiums. I wasn't able to do it last year because of COVID. I don't know if you heard. But my bucket list, I'm trying to go to all 32 NFL stadiums. I have 11 down right now. If I go out to LA, I can mark two off real quick because LA has two teams that share the same stadium. So, not really cheating because I didn't put the teams in that stadium. So I think, yeah, maybe I'll try and do that. Maybe I'll try and get out there the August one. And go out there for a preseason game because I know that it might be a little bit more difficult to get a regular season game. Who knows? I mean, I don't know how sought after the Chargers have the new quarterback, Hubert. So, and the Rams have Stafford now. So, who knows? Maybe a preseason game is better and maybe it'll be a little bit less expensivo. Who knows? Well, I guess I am turning this into like a regular podcast here, right? Man, I've already been talking to you for almost 18 minutes here. Wow, this is the shortest non-regular podcast ever, right? Mm-mm. My coffee. Oh, I just drank some coffee. It is chilly. Should I warm it up? You ever warm up your coffee? Then try and, yeah, I mean, it tastes the same, right? I don't know. Maybe, is it wasteful if I just dump it? I mean, it's not. I would say there, yeah, maybe it looks like one third left of coffee in my coffee cup here. But if that's the case, man, I don't know if I'm probably going to get a whole new coffee. Or I might just keep sipping on this and complaining that it's cold. I am outside right now. Like I said, I'm watching some TV. I have ESPN on in the background. At 10 o'clock, I'm waiting for First Take to come on when my podcast goes live. But I want to watch First Take. You guys should not be watching First Take. You guys should be listening to my podcast, first of all. But I want to watch First Take because I want to see what Stephen A. and Max Kellerman and Molly Kiram Rose have to say about my sons. And what they have to say about the 76ers, Philadelphia 76ers last night, because they're one of their main stars, not Joel Embiid, but their other main star, Ben Simmons. I have to agree with the TNT crew, with Shaq and Charles and Kenny and Ernie, that he was playing scared last night. I'm I'm impressed with myself that I was able to rattle off all these names real quickly too. But yeah, their second main star, Ben Simmons, was playing scared. I mean, I think it got in his head. He's a young kid. I mean, everyone is young to me at this point, but he's a young kid, and I think the pressure got to him because there's been a lot of talk about he can't shoot free throws, and he's his three-point game, he can't shoot three-pointers, and his mid-range game is what was the only thing that was really, you know, doing well, and I guess he wasn't being able to create his own shots, and eventually I think all the outside chatter got to him because he had like open baskets or open layups or open shots, and he's dishing it off and passing it. And he's supposed to be a point guard, right? And so point guards take the ball up the floor. He was passing to his 6'7", 6'9". I don't know how tall Joel Embiid is, but he was passing to his big center to get rid of the ball, like at half court. And it's like, take the ball up court. Joel Embiid is not a point guard. He's not supposed to have that kind of handles. So why are you passing to him? That's your job, dude. You hold on to the ball. I don't know if any of you, you're 7 foot. Joel Embiid is 7 foot. So I don't know if any of you guys are basketball fans, but I love basketball. I love watching it. And you probably are thinking like, oh, I don't care, Dan. We're in Australia. We don't know about your basketball. I think it's Irish. I do an Irish accent. I didn't mean to do an Irish accent for the Australians, but it just comes out sometimes. Either way, I love basketball, and I love my Phoenix Suns, and I hope they can do well. They won yesterday. This is not a sports channel. Don't worry. I'm just talking to you about what's going on in my life. I had every intention to make this like a 5-minute little speech about how I'm not able to record a podcast for you this week, which turns out to be a big fat lie because obviously I'm recording a whole podcast while not supposed to be doing any podcast. I've been very busy, and I will tell you the story. I'm going to try and get all of that in a podcast this week. I have Sammy coming over this week. I believe tomorrow. I know. I'm tired of telling you Sammy's coming over also, or she's coming up. I'm tired of telling you also because it keeps happening to where she doesn't come, and we're going to find out why. I'm going to tell you some of my some embarrassing stories. I had a little bathroom story, I should say. I know you guys are really excited about that, but I had a little bathroom story that I'm going to talk with her about and see if she's ever been in that same boat. I hope not, but it'd be funny to me if she was. And I'm going to talk to you about, to you guys, but I'm also going to talk to her about this first date that I went on with somebody. And she's going to give me her advice and what she thinks about this lady, because she's like a sister, so I feel like she'll give me some good advice, even though she hasn't been on her first date in forever because she's married and I actually filmed their wedding. But she used to date back in the day, so maybe she can tell me, you know, how she feels about things. I've had Sammy on before and people seem to love her, so why not? I think she's funny on the mic, and I think she has some good insight. And yeah, so I want to talk to her about this this girl I was dating for a little bit, or still am. You know, hint, hint. Other than that, I think right now would be a good time to. Hold off. I gotta order some breakfast. I'm hungry. Yes, I could make some, but I want to start editing this podcast while Grubhub or Uber Eats delivers my food. Is that so wrong? Is that lazy? And I need to do some Instacarting, man. Or I could just get in the car and do it myself. No, I'm going to order Grubhub or Uber Eats. I'm going to have it delivered here. That way at 10 o'clock when first comes on and y'all are listening to my podcast, hopefully, I will have food. Yeah, I like that. Sorry. So, guys, check out my Instagram page for this. It is at Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. Shout out to Australia. And yeah, that's it. I want to thank you guys for tuning in for this podcast that wasn't supposed to be a podcast, which is now a podcast. And I will see you guys next week. All right? Talk to you guys later. Bye.